This week I want to talk about an issue which is really hot for a lot of business owners right now. We're all experiencing business as usual, shutting down, and one of the things I'm hearing a lot is the advice that you should take your business online. Well, that's fine if you have some familiarity with what that means. So in this episode, I want to offer a little orientation for those that might be struggling to get their heads around the pivot to an online business model. My name's Bob Gentle, and this is the Amplify Aftercast, the show between shows. On Mondays, I bring you guest interviews, and on Wednesdays, you get just me. If you didn't already, then please take a second to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss new episodes, and you can get some older ones when you're finished with this one. If you do enjoy the show, then you will love our Facebook group. Just search Amplify Insiders on Facebook and you'll find us easily. So, a lot of business owners are in a bit of a tailspin right now. The ways we've always done things just don't seem to be working anymore. And if you're a business owner, you really don't need me to tell you. You'll know all about our new reality. What we have, in simple terms, is an obstacle. There's an obstacle between us and our customers, and these obstacles are not absolute. They've simply blocked the path of least resistance between us and our traditional customers. Now, I know there's a lot less money in the economy right now, but what I'd like you to remember is that the current situation affects every business equally. Yours hasn't been singled out, and what this means is that if you can find a way around the obstacle and reconnect with customers, you have a business again. We're seeing at the moment with restaurants being told to sell takeaway foods, but that's one way to move around the obstacle. But what if your business doesn't have an obvious alternative route to market? That's what I want to explore here. And something I'm hearing in the online space at the moment a lot is that business owners should pivot to an online business model. Some businesses are well suited to this, and the route is obvious. It's selling online. Very obvious. But what if this isn't the case for you? What if you don't sell a product that can be easily sold online? Online business models are not all about selling things in online shops. If you have a shop, then by all means, set up online. But if you don't sell physical products, what are your options? The first thing to remember with an online business model is that while you don't have easy access to your local customers like you used to, you do have access to the whole world. But you can't think with the same limitations. If you're going to reimagine in your business, then you have to do it from the ground up. Now, there are a lot of frameworks people use when they're trying to understand how to optimize a business. There's the business model canvas, the value proposition canvas, and countless other lenses you can use to explore potential ways to tune your business model. But for the purposes of this exercise, I want to keep it simple and fall back to the classic 7 P's of marketing. So the 7 P's, there's a disclaimer here. If you're a marketing academic or an argumentative competitor, just go now. This is an interpretation of the 7 P's for the current situation, and I'm trying to be helpful. So the first P is for product. Your product is value. When you sell, it's a value exchange. What your customers might value has possibly changed, so how you package your product might need to change in order to stay aligned with new needs. A big issue for some businesses is that their product doesn't work at all in the current climate, but that doesn't mean they don't have value to exchange. It just means they'll need to be innovative. The second P is price. You might need to look at pricing, but I don't necessarily mean cutting prices. What I mean is that you might need to look at leading with different products. Another perspective is that when you start reaching out to people online, your net is much bigger. It's possible that by starting to sell more, but at a lower price, your revenues might stabilize and they might even grow. Remember, online you don't have the same geographic constraints, and you can reach many more people. The third P is for physical evidence. When people come into your store or office, they take an impression of who you are, how serious or how competent you are. Our environment is part of our brand and it affects trust, and trust affects how we can sell. Online, you can't take this advantage with you in the same way. You're going to need to tell your story online, share pictures of your people, your products, your place. You're going to need to compensate. The next P is for place. You might have traded locally before, but now we can't, and that gives you permission to reimagine the constraint of place. If you're going to be trading online, why limit yourself geographically? Additionally, because you can't work with people directly, a lot of people will have to completely rethink the value exchange again, which is their product. The next P is for promotion. To a large extent, promotion is the easy part. Once you innovate your product and overcome the physical constraints of social distancing, you just need to connect to your audience. This is, for most people, marketing. Marketing is much more, but here we're talking about social media, search marketing, online advertising, joint ventures, and getting your brand and product in front of the people that need it. The next P is processes. A lot of businesses are defined by their processes, and every business is unique. But one process has been interrupted more than any other, and that's delivery. So as we explore ways to innovate our value exchange, we're going to have to take this constraint into account and find new ways to work around it. The final P is people, and this is all about community, our staff, partners, customers, and audience. Those people who've taken their people for granted are going to need to rethink things. Online is often thought to be about big numbers, ads, spreadsheets, but really it's about people. Your ability to connect with people online and galvanize them as activists for your business can be a huge advantage. But you also need to make sure you're properly leveraging your resources. So think incentives, recognition, shout-outs, generosity, but also CRM systems, and communicating more, not less. Think person to person, not B2B or B2P. The seven P's are really just a few perspectives which allow us to steer a review of what we're doing. It takes some imagination to understand how they might be applied in more traditional businesses, so I'm going to give a few examples. So the first example is a garden center. So let's pretend the best garden center in town, they've never had to sell online. Those who knew, and they were always busy. Well, that's just not working anymore. The garden center has had to turn to its most loyal customers who still have gardens and a lot of free time with a rapidly produced PDF product list. They can deliver, but people can't come into the shop. Now, they've also had to review the products and put together some easy-to-buy kits for home vegetable growing. Everything you need, from containers, netting, compost, seeds, and a watering can. They're selling a lot of these all over the country. They've promoted these in local buy and sell groups on Facebook, where they've found a ready army of activists with time on their hands, and because their new product is meeting a new need, business is better than ever. Example two is a massage therapist. Now, this therapist is faced with ruin. It's okay for Joe Wicks to jump around on TV, but that's not going to work for the therapist that can't touch you through the screen. And he doesn't have enough money to buy an island already, so he has to find a new way to market. The therapist created a Facebook group for people who are thinking about job changing and put together a simple online course about how to sell massage therapy for new business owners. He spent time in the Facebook group as being as helpful as possible, and very quickly he has around 150 people around the world, each paying him £35 a month for support to plan the relaunch of their career. He's working less hours and making more money than before. He also has the potential to scale 5 times more than any other therapist. Example three is telecom sales. While most telecom companies are making people redundant, this one is retraining sales staff to operate online. People still need telecoms, now more than ever, but the ways this has always been done are not going to work now. This particular telecoms company has invested in virtual training for social selling, helping staff find new ways to prospect and connect in the new environment. Some simple changes have led to increased sales and new customers as competitors have gone into stasis and just not risen to the challenge. The B2B telecom space isn't bound by geography, so sales teams are finding unexpected success with niche products around the world. Each of these businesses had the same constraints and had to find new ways to connect value to the people who need it. First, you need to reassess and audit your value, and then the ways that you bring that value to market. The more imagination you bring to this process, the more successful you can be. And when you go online, you don't need to be mainstream. You can be as niche as you like because your market is comprised of billions of people. The pivot to an online business model is something which normally might be done over years. Right now, you might need to address it very quickly. An online business model isn't a license to print money or a ticket to a private island. It's just as much work. You'll need to be networking like crazy, live on social media, create content all the time, be very high profile, and get used to being visible in ways which might make you very uncomfortable. This is what it takes. Remember that business is simple. It's about a value exchange. If you can find ways to create value and connect that value to the people who want it, you'll have a business. If you have a business and it's struggling right now, then look to the 7 P's as one tool which might help you get that process started. If you want more inspiration, then listen to my podcast where I've interviewed dozens of online business owners of every kind. I hope this perspective helped. I think it's a good thing to review for every business owner, whether you're struggling right now or not. Thanks again for listening. If you did enjoy the show, then a 5-star review on iTunes would officially make you awesome and is the best way to help me reach new subscribers. Don't forget to join the Amplify Insiders group, and I'll see you there.